delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
I've got bad news from the Huffington Post before we get into our good friend Ron. Apparently, the island of misfit toys is a place for bigots and sexists. Yeah, the Huffington Post declaring Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is bigoted and sexist. So the island of misfit toys off limits this holiday season. I just wanted to get that off my chest. My next guest is a travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller, a guy who holds the record for getting lost the most on the back roads of Michigan, just an overall good guy who's saying, thankfully, winter is here. It's Ron Rademacher, everybody.
Good morning, Steve. How are you today?
I'm good. Where are you these days? Where do I find you today?
At this moment, I'm in St. Helens. I'm headed to the Red Pines Trail to take some pictures. They got a little dusting of snow, so I'm on my way over there.
Were you incapable of having a real job, and that's why you just wander around like a modern day, a grasshopper, whatever?
You know, to look at your picture, you wouldn't think you were that sharp. that's exactly the reason why I'm totally unfit for normal employment.
Yeah, Ron Rademacher, lousy employee, good wanderer.
I want to give a big thank you to the listeners to this program who came by the Wings Over Kalamazoo show. A lot of people stopped by and said, hey, I listen to you on the radio. We would think that Steve could do better, but so they came by looking for gifts, and they also came by to tell me that, especially the group of ladies who came by, to verify that I am, in fact, the sexiest man on the planet.
See? I told you all we needed was a recount.
Yeah, and the science on that is now settled, so we can move past that controversy.
The science is settled. No more research needed yet.
But people were looking for traditional gifts, and listen, people are talking about buying gadgets and another iPhone. So I just want to throw this out there. Traditionally, Christmas in the village would be where you would make something,
yes,
and give that gift to a loved one. There is still time to sign up to go and make a traditional wood frame set of snowshoes that will last generations. And if you don't want to do it for yourself, give the doggone class as a gift.
All right, that's super cool. Where can you do that?
You can do that at Ludington State Park. Just Google that up, and they have classes still, rooms still available. You go, they provide all the materials. At the end of the class, you walk out with a traditional pair of wood frame snowshoes that'll last generations.
Wow, that's really cool. You can make, I think that's a really cool, if you don't even wear them, they go on the wall. That'd be something great to talk about.
Exactly right. And they're, it's done with wooden frames and rawhide, and it's something you make with your own hands. And, it's just one of those things we can find out there that you can still do at a very reasonable price. So, Ludington State Park, that's where you Google it.
All right. What's next on our list of holiday specials?
Well, one of the things that people were asking me at the Wings thing was, everything is gray and brown in South Michigan. Where can we go to take some pictures and have a nice hike? You might want to consider going up to Aquioc Falls. This is a waterfall in northeast Michigan.
Uh-huh.
And it's the one of only a couple in northern Michigan, in the lower peninsula, and they have great trails there. And by the way, this is the only universally accessible waterfall in the United States. In other words, you can go right up to it if you're in a wheelchair or a scooter or whatever condition you're physically in, you can get right to the falls.
All right, okay. And the name of this falls again?
Let me spell it for you because it's odd. It's OCQUEOC. Aquioc.
And how do I get to Aquioc Falls?
What you do is you head over toward Onaway and go up M211, and you'll start seeing the signs. You can drive right up to it. And also nearby this fall is a place where there's an underground river. Now, you can't go in the cavern. There's no cavern there. But you can. Some places you can stand on the top of a hill and see the river pouring right out of the side of the hill, and in springtime when the salmon run, you can actually see salmon coming who've been swimming through there come right out of the hill.
Come right out of the hillside.
right on the hillside.
You know, that reminds me of a scene in Bugs Bunny where he sees something crazy like that, and he pulls a bottle of liquor out of his pocket, drops it on the ground, smashes it, and leaves. That's what it makes me think of. You know, here comes salmon out of the dirt wall. Okay. Leave alone the sauce. All right. All right. Loose track. What about this loose track? That's a coming attraction, but I can't help it. My eyes were drawn to it.
Well, you know, it's great. You'll need some snow in southern Michigan. This is in Muskegon. This is an 850-foot track. It's one of only four in the United States. And you can go over there, and they will set you up. They give you all the training, and they'll put you on the track, and you go down, you know, this loose thing. People lay on their back, you in the Olympics, and go ripping down.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
You can do that. And it's all set up for people who've never even seen luge.
So this is
a great day trip.
You know, svelte is not a word usually used to describe groovers, all right? So saying that, Rod, I wonder if there's a size and load limit on said luge, because I'm wondering if groovel dimensions are just, you know, too much for the luge.
I can tell you from personal experience, having a body that's perfect for radio, that they'll take most anybody.
Yeah, svelte, not a word.
Google the word svelte, you will not see my picture there.
Yeah, you don't find groovers under the word svelte. All right, I love that word. What else you got on the list?
For the kids, just remember, Christmas in the Village, you can go up to Farwell. They have their holiday lights in their parade. The Polar Express is still running. You can go over to Owosso and get on that great, big, huge locomotive that was in the movie Polar Express.
Oh, yeah.
And go for a ride. The kids love that one. In the middle of it, they get to meet Santa, do the whole thing. Santa Dutt is that reindeer with the nose.
Uh-huh.
He'll be there, too. So there's some places where he's still allowed.
Well, I understand. The Island of Misfit Toys is what this program's usually like. Hey, by the way, I'm going to give a quick shout-out to the folks of Williamston for their light parade that they've been doing for 20 years or more now. I stopped by on Saturday, was a judge. It was incredible, the light parade, just a lot of fun. Turnout was tremendous. You can't do it this year because it was last week, but you can put it on the schedule for next year. There's one for you, Ron. MichiganBackRoads.com is where you find Ron. Ron, you are one entertaining individual.
Thank you, Steve. Always good to talk to you. I know you're probably going to go to Florida or something, so if I miss you in the coming weeks, you make sure you and yours have a great holiday season.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.